Welcome, everyone, to Italian Pod's news and features show in Piazza.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello, everybody. I'm Irene.
I'm Catherine. And interrupting me is...
Marco.
All right, so we three are the heart and soul of Italian Pod.
Italian Pod! Azione!
We would like to talk to you today about some of the lessons we've got coming up this week. We've got great ones for you. Some drama, some mystery, some romance. So I hope that
you
can enjoy
everything.
These. Actually, we do. We have a little bit of everything.
We even have a mint.
Even. Well, first let's start off with the thief. What's the lesson about the thief?
We
What's
even have a thief.
A thief and an old lady.
Yes.
We even have an old
and
lady.
An energetic old lady. We can say that.
Yeah, it's a very energetic old lady who comes very well prepared, I have to say. She really showed that thief. So the lesson about the thief, you're going to learn some great stuff about how to talk about thieves and how to maybe ward them off if they're bothering you. So
and how to talk about bags.
Also very important. But first I want to have you guys talk about Te lo dice Irene. So Irene tells you, what's going on this week on that show?
Arriva Irene.
Arriva Irene.
Ooh, Irene, this week, I remember.
He's going to talk about... Silvio Berlusconi!
Da-da-da-da.
The Prime Minister of Italy. So they're talking about, of course, media generally.
Yes.
And news stories from Italy. So what's going on with Berlusconi this week?
He made a gaffe, like usually. And it's normal. And so we need to talk about it.
Yeah, we don't...
Especially because it has to do with my president-elect,
yeah.
Barack Obama.
Say no
Barack
more.
Barack Obama. And yeah, I can
I
say,
won't spill
say
it.
No
I
more.
I won't spill it. It's a, it's
Let's
a...
just say that we usually do not follow all the comments that Mr. Berlusconi say, but this time it was too much.
Unavoidable.
Unavoidable.
Yep. I think so.
Irene had to comment and had to say...
I appreciate that. As an American.
Thank you.
Well, it's a great show. You should check it out. Again, it's a higher-level Italian show. It's about media and the news in Italy or in Italian language. And so it's going to be talked about with these two, Marco and Irene. And, of course, the articles that are referred to in the podcast are posted on our website. But after that, we've got one more lesson we want to talk about today. That lesson is...
Would you like a mint?
It's got a kind of a, well, deceiving name, let's say, because it's more of a romance.
Yes.
Another Two dialogue.
People. Very, very romantic.
Another dialogue for women, eh?
Mm. Hey, you wrote it.
No.
I wrote it.
All right, you caught me. Anyway, so this dialogue is about romance, but it's more about memory than anything else. So we're learning about how to talk about things in the past and how to construct events in the past using the Italian language. So very, very useful stuff for you. Hopefully you get to check that out. And please do check out our other lessons this week. There are five of them, one every day. And then, of course, the culture show on Saturdays. So check that out as well.
And let me just remind you that now our archive has more than 100 gazillion lessons.
Woo!
100, what, 40, 50?
Hey,
millions.
Even more. Yeah, I don't, yeah, we just keep, it keeps growing. It keeps growing. We keep adding to it.
We are working.
It's alive. It's got a life of its own, I think.
Okay, and also remember, post on our website, italianpod.com. Lots of people there who are very nice and are curious to know more about everything.
Yeah, and actually the community is growing. We have more and more users all the time. And the more users we have who comment, the better the community is, I think, because people are asking questions and answering questions and providing insights that they have on the language or the culture. And that's just a wonderful thing. So please do participate and check it out and just let us know what you're thinking.
But if you are more the kind of like private one who want to address a specific question to a specific person, one of us, you can write us a PM or an email to this email address.
ItalianPod at our company. So ItalianPod at PraxisLanguage.com is our email address.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao.